1-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We seen the van speeding up. We thought he's late from work or he just want to catch the traffic light. But suddenly he turned to the mosque side.
A witness to the terrorist attack in London where a man drove a truck into a crowd of Muslims leaving a mosque, killing one and wounding eight. While London was dealing with the aftermath of that attack, another terror attack, this time in Paris. A man drove a car filled with explosives into a police van. The car exploded and erupted into flames. The police managed to pull the driver out, but he did not survive the crash. Democrats say they're aiming to obstruct the business of the Senate in a growing dispute over health care. Democrats are claiming Republicans are crafting a health care bill in secret, and they want it to pass without public hearings. The Democrats are trying to claim the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants to force a Senate vote on the bill before the July 4th holiday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job, keeping me in shape, is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andro 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area.
Vegas.
This is a man who behaved rationally, privately, a little introverted, liked to play video poker, but he was a rational man.
In other news, two GOP lawmakers are urging President Trump to make public all remaining records connected to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. North Carolina Congressman Walter Jones and Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley introduced similar resolutions that would let the National Archive and Record Administration release the docs with presidential approval. Former Trump advisor Roger Stone is also supporting the effort and blamed the CIA for preventing full disclosure. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
American economist Richard Thaler is the winner of the Nobel Prize in Economics. The Nobel Committee just announcing that it's honoring Thaler for his contributions to behavioral economics. In making the announcement, the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences says his contributions have built a bridge between the economic and psychological analyses of individual decision-making. The 72-year-old Thaler is a professor at the University of Chicago. In Texas, the Austin City Limits Music Festival played on over the weekend with memories of Las Vegas the previous weekend fresh in people's minds. Lisa Campbell has more.
The Central Texas Show is the first large-scale concert series since the deadly attack in Las Vegas a week ago. Festival attendee Alberto Garcia says he and his friends came prepared.
At the end of the day, we're always just be very aware of where we're at, be aware of our surroundings, know where the exits are at. We have a rally point. We already, because we come to ACL every year, so we know, okay, if we get separated, if there's an emergency, this is where we're going to meet.
Organizers say about 75,000 were expected each day to the festival grounds. Austin police say they were joined by Texas state troopers to have an increased police presence.
And in an interview with Mike Huckabee on the Trinity Broadcasting Network, President Trump is taking credit for coining the phrase fake news. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
It is 8:06, time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. 73 degrees in Flemington. It's overcast. We're going to experience some wet weather today because of Tropical Storm Nate. 90% chance of precipitation and rain beginning at 9:15 this morning. Rain likely and high of 76. Wind south at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 90%. Rainfall around a half an inch. Showers early and then partly cloudy overnight. A low of 61. Winds west-northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 40%. And except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny and a high of 82.
Vegas.
This is a man who behaved rationally, privately, a little introverted, liked to play video poker, but he was a rational man.
In other news, two GOP lawmakers are urging President Trump to make public all remaining records connected to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. North Carolina Congressman Walter Jones and Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley introduced similar resolutions that would let the National Archive and Record Administration release the docs with presidential approval. Former Trump advisor Roger Stone is also supporting the effort and blamed the CIA for preventing full disclosure. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
American economist Richard Thaler is the winner of the Nobel Prize in Economics. The Nobel Committee just announcing that it's honoring Thaler for his contributions to behavioral economics. In making the announcement, the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences says his contributions have built a bridge between the economic and psychological analyses of individual decision-making. The 72-year-old Thaler is a professor at the University of Chicago. In Texas, the Austin City Limits Music Festival played on over the weekend with memories of Las Vegas the previous weekend fresh in people's minds. Lisa Campbell has more.
The Central Texas Show is the first large-scale concert series since the deadly attack in Las Vegas a week ago. Festival attendee Alberto Garcia says he and his friends came prepared.
At the end of the day, we're always just be very aware of where we're at, be aware of our surroundings, know where the exits are at. We have a rally point. We already, because we come to ACL every year, so we know, okay, if we get separated, if there's an emergency, this is where we're going to meet.
Organizers say about 75,000 were expected each day to the festival grounds. Austin police say they were joined by Texas state troopers to have an increased police presence.
And in an interview with Mike Huckabee on the Trinity Broadcasting Network, President Trump is taking credit for coining the phrase fake news. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
It's 8:06, time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. 73 degrees in Flemington. It's overcast. We're going to experience some wet weather today because of Tropical Storm Nate. 90% chance of precipitation and rain beginning at 9:15 this morning. Rain likely and high of 76. Wind south at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain 90%. Rainfall around a half an inch. Showers early and then partly cloudy overnight, a low of 61. Winds west-northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 40%. And except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny and a high of 82. Tomorrow, winds light and variable. Mix of clouds and sun early, then becoming cloudy later in the day on Wednesday, a high of 72. Rain showers on Thursday, overcast skies later in the day, high of 62, chance of rain 60%. Friday the 13th, slight chance of a rain shower, 67. Showers on Saturday, partly cloudy in the afternoon, 78. Chance of rain, 50%. Temperatures in our area, 73 in Flemington, 73 in Lambertville, 75 Doylestown, 70 in Stockton, 73 in Easton, 69 in Asbury, 72 in Tewksbury, 71 over in Reddington Township. Good morning, Hunterdon. That is Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there! Get into it.
Everybody run down.
Get involved.
Everybody, you.
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning, Hunterdon. Bixie here, coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by the Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. This is The Who, John Entwistle. It's his birthday today, The Ox. We have plenty of celebrity birthdays. Welcome to Monday. It's Columbus Day. It's also Leif Erikson Day and a whole bunch of other things that we'll talk about. Hang on. You're listening to Good Morning Hunter and the WHCR-DB on HuntChamberRadio.com. First things first, though, we got to get some traffic. I got some alerts here from HART2.com that I need to let you know about. Of course, you can get them, too. Just register with them. They'll send the alerts that I get by email. And you can follow the local, county, state, and interstate traffic reports. 78 westbound between east of Exit 3, New Jersey 173, US 22, and 78 Toll Bridge in Phillipsburg. Lane closed for repairs until 1 p.m. 78 eastbound between exit 24 and County Route 523 and exit 29, 287. Delays due to volume. It's not unusual. That's pretty typical, especially with the wet weather that we're experiencing right now. And 78 eastbound between exit 24, 523 and exit 29. We just did that one, didn't we? That one hasn't changed. That's it for right now. Drive safe, sound, smart. Good morning, Hunter and Hunt Chamber Radio Traffic. So what's on HuntChamber.com schedule for today? I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heide on at 8:30. We talk with Michelle about all that's going on on our Hunterdon County, in the markets. Finding all about that with her at 8:30 to 9 to 8:40 or so. Al War is on with me at 8:40. We talk with Al every Monday to learn about the businesses that he talks with to compose an article for the Hunterdon County Democrat. He always talks to business owners about their events and or their business. And so we learned from Al about the success of business and how those folks are doing exactly that. Chamber in Action with the Prez is on from 10 o'clock to 11. We'll talk about the golf outing. We'll also talk about the upcoming Business Expo. You got 1 month before the Business Expo kicks into high gear. So listen to Chamber in Action to learn all about the different things that are happening, not only in the Chamber, but in and around Hunterdon County. Chef Bill is on from 11 to 12. Bill Kinslow gives us insight into tips, tricks, advice, that's going on in our kitchen. Fall meals, big deal. We've had late summer barbecue for a while now, and we've been off the heavy meat and potatoes type meals for a while. Now it's coming back, and so Chef Bill gives us all that insight from 11 to 12. Get Healthy, Hunterdon is on from noon to 1. Dr. Ron Miola brings great people in to talk about being healthy and getting healthy and all the different ways to do that, food, mindset, exercise. Get Healthy, Hunterdon is on from noon to 1. Mental Health Matters is on from 2 to 3. That's Larry Cartwright, and he talks about the support and the advice to help people with brain injuries and brain illness. As part of NAMI of Hunterdon, they help people and their caregivers with all of that. Larry stays in from 3 to 4, and he hosts Hunterdon Medical Center on the Air, where they talk about the people, places, and programs that are happening in the Hunterdon Medical Center. Georgine Trinkle is on from 4 to 5, Hot in Hunterdon, where she talks about viewpoints that are making the headlines in Hunterdon County. And then we finish up the day with Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour. Ruth Ann Brown helps bring on, close out the day with some great folks that she has met and comes in contact with to help you understand about some really neat folks and their ideas and their passion. Of course, you knew all that. It's all there on the HuntingtonChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunterdon Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingtonChamber.com. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
Morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And the Reflections, helping me with BrownieLocks.com. Celebrations, oranges for the month, week, and day. It is National Esthetician Month, National AIDS Awareness Month, National Animal Safety and Protection Month. It's National Arts and Humanities Month, National Audiology Protect Your Hearing Month, National Bake and Decorate Month, National Bullying Prevention Awareness Month, National Caramel Month, National Chili Month, National Chiropractic Health Month, National Cookbook Month, National Crime Prevention Month, National Critical Illness Awareness Month, National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, National Dental Hygiene Month, National Disability Employment Awareness Month. There's a lot of nationals, so we'll get to more of those. Crossed into another plane of our weeks, World Space Week, National Physicians Assistant Week. It is Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta. You got nothing on the New Jersey Festival Ballooning, Albuquerque. Death Penalty Focus Week, Drink Local Wine Week, Earth Science Week, Emergency Nurses Week, Fire Prevention Week, Path to Your Door Week, National Chestnut Week, National Metric Week, Teen Read Week, Veterinary Technicians Week, National School Lunch Week, World Rainforest Week, all started today. And for today, it is Columbus Day. It's International Beer and Pizza Day, Leif Erikson Day, or Leif Erikson Day, National Chess Day, National Online Banking Day, National Pro-Life Cupcake Day, National Kick Butt Day, Native American Day, Nautilus Day, and World Post Day. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrandonLux.com and The Reflections. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, posted on the 5th by Craig Turpin of NJ Advanced Media. He says they fill a bowl and help end hunger in Hunterdon County. The Flemington Area Food Pantry's 21st Annual Empty Bowl Fundraiser will be held on October 27th at Flemington United Methodist Church, located at Main Street and Maple Avenue. A popular event attracted an estimated 400 last year and is a primary fundraiser for this community service organization, according to a news release. For a $25 donation, guests have a sit-down lunch of a choice of several soups, a salad, bread, and a homemade dessert. The soup bowls, all designed and made by local artisans, are given as gifts to participants as reminders of the work the pantry does to provide food to the Hunterdon County residents. All proceeds go to the pantry's efforts to raise money for the two holiday meals the pantry provides to every client each year, said volunteer program chair Karen Holmes. In addition, area businesses sponsor the event by donating funds in support of the effort to raise the $30,000 needed for holiday meals for the 1,200 less fortunate families in the county who are pantry clients. Restaurants providing soup again this year are Basil Bandwagon Natural Market, Chive and Thyme Cafe and Catering, ShopRite of Flemington Kitchen, Matt's Red Rooster Grill, and longtime contributor Metropolitan Seafood and Gourmet. New this year to the soup lineup is Teresa's Cafe of Flemington. I have always loved attending the Empty Bowl, and I am particularly excited to represent the pantry this year as executive director, and take the opportunity to personally thank our supporters, said new executive director Janine Gorman. The hours for this year's Empty Bowl Luncheon are 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Tickets will be available at the door or can be purchased in advance online at FlemingtonFoodPantry.org. With each year, the list of community businesses contributing funds, services, and products keeps growing. This year's Empty Bowl was received support from ShopRite of Flemington, Central Liquors, Jake's Restaurant, Wawa, PSI Print Shop, Independence Manor, Hunter and Polytech Commercial Arts Program, Flemington United Methodist Church, Gon Payton, and Manliness Cheesecake and Catering, Holmes said. One of the unique things about this particular fundraiser, that it's not very expensive, so a lot of people can participate. We have a few of those. There are a lot of fundraisers that are extremely expensive and just unfortunately exclude many people who just don't see the value in it because it's so expensive. Throwing $150 or $200 or $600 to a certain event to attend is hard for the layman. But a $10 or a $25 event where you get something back like a bowl and a little reminder and some food, well, now we're talking. Now you got an opportunity to get a lot of people involved. So it's a great business lesson to be learned here. Sometimes you don't necessarily have to mark up your product to make money. You only have to mark up your product to a certain extent and have more people attend. Think about it. Sometimes you have to do the math a different way. Vitamin C for today. Celebrity birthdays from the old disc jockey almanac for October 9, 2017. From a series of unfortunate events, Louis Hines is 16 today. Wilson actress Isabella Amara is 19. Model in Victoria's Secret fashion show Bella Hadid is 21. Cabin in the Woods, Jodell Ferland is 23. Broza Nostra actress Autumn Chiklis is 24. Everybody Hates Chris, Tyler James Williams is 25. From The Chosen, Angelica Chitwood is 31. Life on Top, Jaden Cole is 32. From Greek, Spencer Grammer is 34. Game of Thrones, Gethin Anthony is 34. Colin Donnell is 35 from Arrow. Zachary Ty Bryan is 36 from Home Improvement. American Pie presents Bandcamp. Tad Hilgenbrink is 36. Superman Returns, Brandon Roth is 38. From Calvary, Chris O'Dowd is 38. Sunset Beach, Randy Spelling is 39. Comedian and actor of Just Go With It, Nick Swardson is 41. Musician, singer, composer of Dead Meat, Sean Lennon is 42. One Tree Hill, Kieran Hutchinson is 43. Actress in Party of Five, Jennifer Aspen is 44. Blue's Clues, Steve Burns is 44. The L Word and One Hour Photo, Erin Daniels is 45. Annika Sorenstam is 47 today. Jason Butler Harner is 47 from Ray Donovan. Film director of 12 Years as a Slave, Steve McQueen is 48. That's not the same Steve McQueen. Singer-songwriter of Down by the Water, P.J. Harvey, is 48. Notting Hill's James Dreyfuss is 49. British Prime Minister David Cameron is 51. Living in Your Car, John Ralston is 53. Writer of Pan's Labyrinth, Guillermo del Toro is 53. The Guest, Sheila Kelly, is 56. Grease 2, Gene Segal is 56. Flashdance, Liz Segal is 56. actress in Tightrope. Rebecca Pearl is 56. Kurt Newman is 56 from Closer to Free. He's a Bodine's singer and guitarist. Dana Wheeler Nicholson is 57 from Tombstone. Broadway actress Marin Mazzi is 57. The Virgin Suicides, Michael Paré, is 59. Star Trek Enterprise, Scott Bakula, is 63. General Hospital, John O'Hurley, is 63. Star Trek Generations, Barbara Marsh, is 64. Monk, Tony Shalhoub, is 64. Television personality, Sharon Osbourne, is 65. Robert Wall, is 66, from Good Morning Vietnam. Predator and Witness, Richard Chaves, is 66, General Hospital and Family, Gary Frank is 67, Risky Business, Shira Denise is 68, singer-songwriter Jackson Brown is 69, LaBelle singer Nana Hendrix is 73, Drag Me to Hell, Lorna Raver is 74, Star Wars Episode 1, Phantom Menace, Brian Blessed is 81 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@hunthumor.com and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Republican senator continues to sound off on President Trump, with the latest remarks made by outgoing Senator Bob Corker. Here's correspondent Mark Mayfield.
In an interview with the New York Times, the Tennessee senator said Trump is treating the presidency like a reality show, comparing Trump's treatment of the office to his hit show, The Apprentice. He also warned that Trump's threats to other countries could pave the path to World War III. Corker admitted that Trump concerns him, adding he likely concerns anyone who cares about the country. Corker and the president have been in a war of words since Trump tweeted on Sunday that Corker didn't have the guts to run for re-election. Corker fired back, tweeting that the White House has become an adult daycare center.
Vice President Mike Pence went to the 49ers-Colts game in Indianapolis yesterday, but stormed out when 20 San Francisco players knelt during the national anthem. This is USA Radio News.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
I think Michelle Heide is participating in an executive board meeting today, so we'll be running the investment update alone with a little help from CNN Money. So let's find out what's happened with the markets lately. The markets on Friday, Dow was flat, NASDAQ up 4 points. The S&P down 2 points. So nothing significant happening. Big movers. Motorola Solutions up 4%. Under Armour up 2.96%. General Motors up 2.46%. And Best Buy company up 2.21%. Best Buy been struggling to try and find their foothold for a while. Costco lost 5%, almost 6%. CVS Health Corp lost 4.92%. Walgreen Boots Alliance 4.87%. NASDAQ down 4.83%. And TripAdvisor down 4.59%. World markets, the Nikkei was up 0.30%, about a third of a percent. The Hang Seng down almost 0.5%. London down 0.25%, and Germany flat. Sectors in the last 3 months, everything's kind of consolidating. Health services up 6.71 over 3 months. Retail trade up 4.38. Technology services up 4.2. Losers flat, really. Communications, transportation. Consumer non-durables down 1.64. The only real loser, energy minerals, 4.39, but quite honestly, that has been growing or shrinking, that loss, over the last couple of months. It was much more significant earlier this year. The news that's making the headlines today and moving the markets. Investors are closely monitoring the most serious political crisis to hit Spain in 4 years. The benchmark Spanish stock index jumped 1% early on Monday, a signal that investors believe reconciliation between the separatist government of Catalonia and Madrid is more likely. The Catalonian government has threatened to declare independence following a controversial referendum, but Catalonians opposed to a break with Spain flooded the streets in Barcelona on Sunday. Businesses are now reacting to the increased uncertainty. The tenders, Caixa Bank and Banco Sabadell, have both announced plans to move their headquarters out of Catalonia. Last week's decision of the top two Catalonian banks to shift their headquarters to other parts of Spain is just a forecast of the calamities that could befall Barcelona. The British pound has bounced back after a very bad week, gaining 0.4% against the dollar on Monday. The currency had been hit by fears of even more political and policy uncertainty after Prime Minister Theresa May delivered a disastrous performance at her party's annual meeting last week. By Friday, a plot to remove her from office had burst into the open. It appears it had been failed, but deep uncertainty about Britain's future remains. The fifth round of Brexit talks between the UK and the European Union is scheduled to start on Monday. The two sides have not yet started discussing their future trading relationship. May is scheduled to meet with business leaders on Monday. Consumer spending data published by Visa showed that outlays fell again in September as households were squeezed by rising inflation. European markets opened in positive territory while stocks in Asia and Asia were mixed. The Turkish lira slumped as much as 6.6% against the dollar on Monday after a spat over visas between the two countries intensified. We already talked about the markets. Economics, German Finance Minister Wolfgang Schäuble, who is leaving his post after 8 years, has warned that spiraling levels of debt could lead to another global financial crisis. Economists all over the world are concerned about the increased risks arising from the accumulation of more and more liquidity and the growth of public and private debt. I myself am concerned about this too, he told the Financial Times. Nobel Economics Prize was awarded to American economist Richard Thaler on Monday for his contributions to behavioral economics. Thaler, a professor at the University of Chicago, is the co-author of Nudge, Improving Decisions About Health, Wealth, and Happiness. The IMF World Economic Outlook is on Tuesday. Delta earnings and BlackRock earnings on Wednesday. J.P. Morgan and Citigroup earnings on Thursday. Bank of America and Wells Fargo earnings on Friday. So we're going to know a lot about our banks by the end of the week. What's moving pre-market? Honeywell is up 1.3%. 1.3%. Morgan Stanley up almost 1%. Interpublic Group up 0.62%. J.P. Morgan Chase up 0.5%. Celgene up 0.5%. Medtronic down 2.89%. Google, where Alphabet is down 1.32%. General Electric is down 0.86%. Wynn Resorts down 0.65%. And Seagate Technology down 0.56%. The S&P is up 4 points. NASDAQ up 15. Dow is up 47, pre-market. And the treasuries and commodities. Crude is at $49.26. Natural gas is at $2.88, up 0.70%. Gold is at 1,285, up almost a 0.75%. Corn, down slightly at $3.50. The 10-year treasury has just ticked up by 0.01%, the yield, and the 30-year treasury is stable at 2.89%. That is the investment update. We'll have Michelle Heide back again soon. Hang on, we're going to get Al War on the line and find out about businesses in Hunterdon County. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon, and we are on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
On the 4th of July, 1806, we set sail from the sweet cove of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
It is time for a little business with Al. Al War is on the line. We talk with him every Monday to learn about businesses and business events in Hunterdon County. Good morning, Al. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
So So we, how was the, my wife goes to a community garden over near us, which is kind of very appropriate because whenever we had a garden in the backyard, you always get too much food and you can't deal with it, right? You know, you're handing out tomatoes like Tic Tacs. So, she was just saying that, we're at the tail end now. It's just cabbage, kale, and some lettuce. And
yeah, a few things are left. In fact, I noticed the other day that one of my tomato plants has started blooming again. I suppose the hot weather.
Yeah.
It won't produce much.
Yeah. No. Well, depends. I guess if you get those, she's still picking some cherry tomatoes. They're still harvesting
still
them.
Yeah, coming along.
So that's good.
But the blooms. Right.
I don't know. Global warming, you know, our war's got it right. We might be eating tomatoes all winter long. You never know.
Yeah, grow them forever
in February. Oh, well.
Pick them in the snow.
Yep. All right. So I'm sorry, go ahead.
I also had planted some Jerusalem artichokes.
Uh-huh.
Which, sunchokes, you can find them in the stores sometimes, but not very often. It's a tuber that is produced by a sunflower type of plant, which has beautiful sunflowers on it, about 6 inches across or so.
Mm-hmm.
And they grow tall, 6 or 8 feet. And then the tubers that are produced underneath stay in the ground, of course.
Yeah.
After the blooms, and you can dig them all winter if you can find them in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
And this was one of the foods that were introduced to us by the American Indians, the Native Americans.
Yep.
Which has persisted to this day. Not a very widely known food source, but they're delicious. They're crunchy.
Yeah. Yep.
You can eat them raw or cooked or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I learned a heck of a lot about artichokes. Because asparagus, I learned about that the asparagus is a trick. You have to learn there's a difference between waiting for them to grow a certain height and not getting them too high. Because at some point when they get too tall, then they don't taste very good, and you should just let them grow because then they're going to spawn new plants.
New plants. Asparagus is one of the earliest things that we can gather from the farms around.
Well,
but I should mention, though, that Jerusalem artichokes has nothing to do with artichokes.
Oh, okay. It's just
a completely different plant, and I have no idea how it got its name. They grow them commercially in California, and they're maybe in Florida. I'm not sure. But they're called sunchokes when you find them in the store.
Fair enough. Wow. Learn something new every day. That's what you're supposed
to
do, right?
It's a tuber, like a regular potato, but quite different.
Cool. Now, I always talk to you about gardening because I know that's one of your passions, but another passion you have is writing, and I hear we got some interesting information about writers today.
Yeah, we have... Hunterdon is fortunate in that, and the whole area, of course, is fortunate that we still have independent bookstores, and there are a lot of authors around. They're just everywhere when you start digging. It's sort of difficult to sell your writing, and so when writers write books or whatever, they're sort of at the mercy of the marketplace. Writing is a business.
Yeah.
Just like anything else, but it is helped along by a lot of bookstores. I talked to Michael Ood at Turntable Junction. He runs Act Two Books there in Flemington.
Okay.
And he is having his annual fall author lecture series, which is starting off this Saturday, October 14th,
mm-hmm.
And then continuing on Sunday, October 15th, and then on October 29th, and November 4th, and November 11th, he has five authors, I believe, who are coming to discuss their books.
Okay.
And answer questions and meet the public and so forth.
Neat.
But it's an interesting format he has developed. I think this is the second annual that he has going, and plans to have a spring festival author lecture series in the spring.
Mm-hmm. Is there a theme to this, or is it just local authors?
Well, the people who are coming are mainly talking about area and New Jersey types of things. This Saturday, Gordon Bond is going to talk about his book, The Wreck of the Broker, which was a train wreck, which left that one of the biggest train wrecks that New Jersey has ever experienced, which left some 85 dead and hundreds injured. But that will go on this Saturday. Everything starts at 2 p.m. with this series.
Mm-hmm.
Then on Sunday, Mary Schaefer is discussing her book, or giving a lecture on the flood in 1955, which affected the whole area.
Wow.
Again, which was a big disaster, the biggest flood that the Delaware has had in our lifetime, certainly.
Yeah, it was.
The end of the month, on Sunday, October 29th, Michael Oud himself is going to give a lecture on introduction to book collecting, which his store is widely known and respected from Philadelphia to New York and way beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Historical books, rare books. He has mm-hmm. some 30,000 books in stock there,
right?
And some are very, very rare mm-hmm. and priced accordingly, of course.
Yeah.
But on the end of the month, on the 29th, he's going to be talking about how to go about book collecting. So if you've ever been interested in book collecting or have any interest at all, this would be a good place to ask an expert all of your questions.
So with just like many of our other assets, books have two different followings, right? It has one which it's a rare book, but it's got information that's of value because either we're learning about historical perspectives or we're learning about historical information. But
sure.
Number two, it just becomes a commodity.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think many collectors probably collect for the increasing value of rare books.
Right.
Which can add to your portfolio, I suppose, instead mm-hmm. of the stock market. I don't know how that works.
Well, I guess you got to know. I guess you got to have some information about how many of these books are in circulation. So somebody's been keeping track of that.
Yeah. Coming up in November, John Cool is going to talk about Hunterdon County.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We filtered out the mayor a long time ago. We don't have time for the political noise. The bottom line is that we are making progress every day in conjunction with the governor.
FEMA head Brock Long telling ABC this week that they have been filtering out the ongoing politically motivated comments coming out of the mayor of San Juan, focusing instead on the recovery of Puerto Rico. Long said the immediate recovery efforts are coming to a close, and it's time to focus on long-term recovery for the island, including the rebuilding of the island's power grid. A state of emergency out for Northern California counties being ripped apart by major wildfires. They include Napa and Sonoma counties, where three major wind-driven fires have already burned thousands of acres, wrecked scores of structures, and have forced tens of thousands of residents to flee the flames. The biggest is the Tubbs Fire, which has now destroyed 35,000 acres in less than 12 hours and has burned neighborhoods in the city of Santa Rosa. USA Radio News.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one HP ink, get the second 30% off. Staples. It's pro time. Ends 10/14/17. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
From Struck Films.
Where did you come from?
The true story of a stray dog.
Who are you?
That's Pluto.
Who saves a struggling family in more ways than one.
What's wrong?
This isn't working anymore.
Sometimes help comes from the most unlikely places.
I don't need you.
He's trying. He really is.
Sometimes one dog can change everything.
You're awfully small, aren't we, boy?